Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Ebling and You on Monday, November the 22nd, 2010. This is your guest host, Gene Carolan. And joining me is a good friend, Rob Fowler, the president of SBAM. Rob, how are you this evening?
I am terrific, Gene. How are you?
Well, I'm very well. I know that you've got a school board meeting in Haslett later on, so thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule.
My pleasure.
Hey, Rob, tell us a little bit about SBAM. What does that stand for?
SBAM, we are often known as, but the actual title is Small Business Association of Michigan, a 10,000-member association representing small businesses from all across the state, all different types of businesses. What we have in common is that they're all small, under 500 employees, most of our members under 100 employees. I would say we are in the strength in numbers business.
Absolutely. Well, many people describe small business as the economic engine that drives our country. Would you agree with that, Rob?
Oh, I would, absolutely. And, you know, it's been interesting. I've been doing this for 25 years or so, advocating on behalf of small business. And I don't know that I've ever seen a time where more people recognized small business as the job-creating engine, as the economic turnaround engine. And so I always say it's our time, and I believe it is.
I definitely believe so, especially when you look at the downsizing and the outsourcing and the corporate calamities we've suffered through. Small business really is the answer, isn't it?
Well, we certainly believe so, and I think the evidence, the data shows that that really is where the jobs have kind of always come from. In good economic times and bad economic times, small businesses continue to sort of churn out jobs. And, you know, the data is pretty clear.
Now, Rob, SBAM has recently completed a white paper, and I read through that, and I was very impressed with it. It's called Economic Gardening. Can you tell us what that concept is all about?
Well, I love the metaphor of economic gardening. You know, in some ways, it suggests that there's another way of doing economic development besides hunting.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, we've come to expect that economic development is about going out and attracting that new investment and bringing it back to our state. And I think, again, the data will show the jobs, you know, in good times or bad, come from small business. And if we could get better at helping those companies that are poised to grow, who really are trying to grow, we believe there's a much better economic development strategy in that than there is just relying on attracting that investment from outside.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the term economic gardening is a very, very strong metaphor. And, of course, when I think about gardening, I'm thinking about, okay, I've got to prepare the soil. I've got to space seeding. I've got to fertilize. I've got to water. I've got to care for it. Is that what you mean by economic gardening?
Yeah, I think, you can carry that metaphor forward. We've got to be a good climate for our entrepreneurs. But we also have to be good tenders of our garden.
I see.
And I think what we've learned more recently, there's nothing really new about a focus on entrepreneurship or on small business, but what I think we've learned is that there are some common issues of companies. We call them second-stage companies. Those are 7 to 99 employees, 1 to 50 million in sales, and growing or trying to grow.
Mm-hmm.
In that category, there is a common set of challenges of trying to grow that company. And what I think our research has begun to show and our understanding of what's going on across the country has begun to show is there really are some things we could do as economic development tools to help those companies. And that's really what we mean by economic gardening.
I see. Now, here we have a governor-elect who has said that he's going to reinvent Michigan's government, both its business climate and its tax structure. Now, does that have an impact on economic gardening?
Well, I certainly think so, and that's the climate part, you know.
I see.
If you got bad soil and bad weather, going to be hard to grow a garden no matter what. And you know, it's those are the things the government can do. And what we're really hoping and insisting is that the government do what they can do to make it a better climate. I'm very encouraged by Governor Lex Snyder, both what he has said. He literally said more. We need more gardening, less hunting during the campaign. But I'm especially encouraged by his background because he has walked in the shoes of an entrepreneur. He has helped put in place entrepreneurial growth programs. He's been a venture capitalist, and I think he gets this space better than most people around. And in some ways, that's a really good background to come, you know, at this very time in our economic history.
Well, Michigan has lost a lot of population, hasn't it? So we've got to do something to create economic opportunity here in this state.
Well, you know, you don't have to be a huge student of history to understand that Michigan at one point was the, you know, the entrepreneurial epicenter of North America. It was where great entrepreneurs started and grew great institutions. The irony is those large institutions became a place where generation after generation you can go to work in a very comfortable kind of environment and not really have to take a risk. And in some ways, it sapped the entrepreneurial spirit from our state. And we feel like we need to sort of get back to that place in many ways. And that's what made us a great state to begin with, and we believe it's what will make us great again.
Well, and I think so too, Rob. And I know a little bit about SBAM because, of course, in my businesses, I've been a member of SBAM for years. And you've got a wonderful customer base and client base, but you've really continued to grow the membership over the years, haven't you?
We have. I mentioned at the beginning that we're over 10,000, and I think that's largely because we've stayed focused on the fight for small business. And I think there are a lot of small business people out there who are very concerned about what's happened to their state.
Yes.
We have focused on entrepreneurship and on small business development as really the key to turnaround. And I think that message has resonated with a lot of small businesses. And, you know, Gene, I know you've been a member for a long time. I also know that you know a lot about entrepreneurship. Having been one, having helped a lot of companies, and honestly, you know, with your involvement in Junior Achievement, that's where the next generation of entrepreneurs are coming from.
Well, absolutely, Rob. And the little bit of the issue here is that we've got to start someplace. And thank goodness we've got advocates like SBAM who are working on a practical level with our legislators and with our policymakers and our decision makers, trying to influence them that we've got to change the climate in Michigan, or we're going to lose it all.
I would tell people I've never met a policymaker who was anti-small business. But the challenge is to get them to do what is right for Michigan. There are a number of those legislators who say they're pro-small business who vote for us 0% of the time.
Oh, my goodness.
And we've got to square that up, and they have got to help create that climate for now, small business development and entrepreneurs to thrive. And you know, I think we've been pretty specific about what we think that looks like. And we're going to hold legislators accountable to a small business agenda going forward, and we're going to tell their constituents how they vote. We're pretty serious about this issue of accountability to a small business agenda.
Well, Rob Fowler, president of the Small Business Association of Michigan and also the president of the Hazlitt School System, thanks so much for being on Ebling and You, Rob, and the best of luck to you and all of our friends at SBAM.
Gene, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And we're going to take a short break here. We'll be back in just a minute on Ebling and You. This is Gene Carolla, your guest host. Thank you.